Our Great Exemplar, February 20. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. I present before you the great exemplar. As really did he meet and resist the temptations of Satan as any of the children of humanity. In this sense alone could he be a perfect example for man. He subjected himself to humanity to become acquainted with all the temptations wherewith man is beset. He took upon him the infirmities and bore the sorrows of the sons of Adam. He was made like unto his brethren. He felt both joy and grief as they feel. His body was susceptible to weariness, as yours. His mind, like yours, could be harassed and perplexed. If you have hardships, so did he. Satan could tempt him. His enemies could annoy him. The ruling powers could torture his body, the soldiers could crucify him, and they can do no more to us. Jesus was exposed to hardships, to conflict and temptation, as a man. He became the captain of our salvation through suffering. He could bear his burden better than we, for he bore it without complaint, without impatience, without unbelief, without repining. But this is no evidence he felt it less than any of the suffering sons of Adam. The period of his childhood and youth was one of comparative obscurity, but of the highest importance. He was in this obscurity laying the foundation of a sound constitution and vigorous mind. He grew, and waxed strong in spirit. It is not as a man bending under the pressure of age that Jesus is revealed to us traversing the hills of Judea. He was in the strength of his manhood. Jesus once stood in age just where you now stand. Your circumstances, your cogitations at this period of your life, Jesus has had. He cannot overlook you at this critical period. He sees your dangers. He is acquainted with your temptations. He invites you to follow his example.